This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pet owners believe their animals truly love them the way humans love each other, and an overwhelming majority of pet owners believe they do. Others, though, are maybe a little bit more pragmatic and realize that many animals, their entire focus really is just on positive reinforcement, and they will, quote-unquote, love whoever feeds them, whoever pets them, whoever provides them with the things that they want, the treats, the toys, and so on. One text comes in on the Oakwin Heart Jewelers Talkin' Text line at 504-260-1870. Says, Dave, I believe our pets do love us. Had a cat that when I was sick, she would jump on my bed and lay by me. She never did that any other time. She knew I wasn't feeling well, so I saw it as a sign that she was trying to comfort me and did indeed love me. Now, this says, Dave, I believe pets do love humans. That's why there is often such a deep connection and why humans feel such deep love back. You give love when you get love and vice versa. And I get that feeling. I understand that. But at the same time, I don't know that they love us the same way that we love a human. I don't know that they have the same sort of longing and missing if we go away that we have if we lose some human that we love. I believe that it's a far more quickly replaceable kind of love that I know. And I've owned many dogs and many cats and other animals. But I know even my current cat who, the minute I come home, comes running to me, and I do give him a treat because, well, he comes running to me, and as soon as I sit down on the couch, he jumps up, and I pet him, and he purrs, and it's all wonderful. And I've had dogs, similarly, that get so excited when I come home. But I think I know deep down that, really, if I stop coming home, whoever did start coming home, as long as they provided them with the food and the treats and the petting, that they'd probably very quickly love them just as much. I hope the same isn't true about my wife if suddenly I were gone. I'm Dave Cohen. Coming up next half hour, we're going to talk a little bit more about Mardi Gras. How'd the first weekend go? And what's ahead for these cold parades this weekend? And any changes you need to be aware of now that we're diving into the depths of the carnival celebration. That's all after the news on WWL. 8:46, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. He'll be back tomorrow. He's out observing President's Day, I presume. Didn't really ask him where he was going to be today, so I don't know. I do know where Arthur Hardy is today. The founder of the Mardi Gras Guide is right here with us at WWL. Morning, Arthur.
Good morning. I know where Tommy is.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, he's got his chair out for the Endymion Parade on Orleans Avenue.
He's already lining up, holding down the best spot. It's going to be a rough weather ride if he's going to sit out the whole time between now and then.
Yeah, but he'll have a great spot, right?
Yeah, and then people will show up at the last minute and stand right in front of him. So it's just how it works.
That's how it goes, yeah.
Man, I got to go to the Titans Parade in Slidell Friday night. and the Driftwood yep. Parade in Kenner on Saturday. Two very different celebrations, yeah. But both very enthusiastic, and everyone had a great time. This first weekend, a little different this year because of Super Bowl. Things aren't exactly where they belong. I was trying to make it out to Little Rascals on Sunday to see how that crew has revived itself and didn't make it. So, but how was this first weekend before the big two weekends?
You know, it's been terrific from everything that I've seen and experienced. This used to be almost a dead weekend, and now, this being the one that just passed us, you know, you've got so many different choices to make, from boat parades to kid parades to, you know, parades in Slidell and the Marinette. I mean, it was just a great weekend. But officially, the parade season, according to ordinance in Orleans and Jefferson, starts this coming Friday. And, you know, there are more parades on this weekend than on Fat Tuesday weekend. And that used to not be the case. You know, you would ramp up to the big weekend. Not anymore. 18 parades this weekend and 15 on Fat Tuesday weekend. And by the way, 1 year from today will be Fat Tuesday 2026. How about that?
All right. We're 1 year away from the next Fat Tuesday, but we still got a yep. couple of weeks till this year's Fat Tuesday. So yep. we'll look forward to that. But an earlier Fat Tuesday next year. Why do you think yep. it is that this weekend now, and I have a theory, but I want to hear yours. Why do you think mm-hmm. it is that the weekend before the pre-Fat Tuesday weekend now has more parades than the Fat Tuesday weekend?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Well, two reasons. There weren't many openings on the weekend before Fat Tuesday. You know, in Orleans Parish, it's frozen. You're not going to get a new permit there. And it's just a lot. It's a calmer weekend. And let me tell you, visitors have caught on to this, that hotel rooms are less expensive, parking's easier. This is almost like the locals' weekend. So it's become more popular, or as popular, I should say, more in terms of the quantity of parades. But, I remember as a kid, it was Carrollton Sunday, and that was pretty much how it started.
Yeah.
And now, my goodness, it's wall-to-wall parades. But
And some really good parades and some really great activities. Family Gras has really blossomed in Jefferson Parish, and they sought to make the weekend before the Fat Tuesday weekend where to be was Jefferson and Veterans yep. Memorial Boulevard. But I think the city has now added some great parades this weekend as well. I feel like the people who ride in parades love to ride this weekend, but next weekend they love to go to the Super Cruise. So maybe
exactly,
that's why
right.
we have more parades this weekend than next weekend.
Well, that's a good thought. And, you know, you could on the Uptown Parade route on Saturday, you could plop down a folding chair and see six parades, and I added it up, 124 floats. I mean,
wow.
That's a whole season, right?
This Saturday.
So, yep. Quite a day. So we're looking forward to it, and I hope to see as much as I can. I can't get around like I did when I was 25, but I'm still out there enjoying it. You know?
Yeah, you may not hit every ball, every party, every parade, and every activity this time around. We're talking with the founder of the Mardi Gras Guide, Arthur Hardy. When we come back, I want to ask him about changes that we can expect this year to our Mardi Gras celebrations. We'll do that after we check on WWL traffic. 8:55. Mardi Gras Guide founder Arthur Hardy is with us. Arthur, what changes should people expect if they're heading out to parades the next two weekends?
Well, there's some route and date changes. You know, Alice moved into the spot formerly occupied by Knicks, and they'll follow Druids on Wednesday. Alice had been the third parade of a triple header. This coming Friday, they would be rolling, and they've been ending at like 1 in the morning. So they're welcome.
Late, late night.
Yeah. So that's big. The crew of Kings is back in that area. They're off a couple of years, and they're going to go on Lindegrom. But in terms of the thing that most people were concerned about is the enforcement of these new rules that says no canopies or tents or open flame grills on neutral grounds. The city seems to have backed off a little bit on enforcement, kind of indicating the police have more important things to do. So I think they've kind of put a pause on that, or at least said it's at the discretion of the police officer. So I don't think we're going to see the enforcement that perhaps had been planned of these new rules, which are, you know, game changing. I mean, if you were telling people
they can't grill, they can't boil, they can't barbecue, they can't do any of those things on the parade route, that really changes the complexity the whole feel of the parade route.
Yeah, it changes the experience. So we'll see. Maybe there'll be some, undoubtedly there'll be some conversation in the off season about it, but technically those laws are still on the books that you can't do those things, and it's up to the police to decide if they have the manpower and willpower and need to enforce them.
We also expect to see, if anyone went to the French Quarter for the Super Bowl, similar types of security in the French Quarter, particularly on Bourbon Street, that we saw for the Super Bowl, as they're continuing in the wake of the New Year's Day terror attack, the SEER 1 federal authorities overseeing the security for Mardi Gras this year. Hopefully that doesn't change the whole feel of the celebration, but it does keep everyone safe.
Well, and I think the parades in general will never have had more security than this year. And some of it you may not see. You know, you don't want the bad guys to know what they're doing, but you will see a lot of police presence on the street and drones. And, you know, I think it's going to be the same for several. But, you know, let's be honest, it's impossible to completely secure a 5-mile parade route, you know. But we'll do the best we can. And Mardi Gras goes on. You know, we've had things happened in the past that we didn't like, but here we are. Huh? It's Mardi Gras, New Orleans, and we do it.
Yeah, interestingly, at the Super Bowl parade, you saw armored military vehicles along the route with machine gun holding soldiers on those military vehicles, but they also had beads around their neck and hanging from their vehicles. And so it was, you know, they weren't all business, but they were there to keep us safe. It's going to be a cold weekend this weekend. We don't know about next weekend yet, but we're talking about like 40s and 30s during parades Friday and Saturday.
Bring it on. Bring it on. As long as it's not wet, bundle up and get out there. Come on.
Yeah, Sunday too. The only thing I think, the winds are going to be a little high. That may be an issue, catching throws. That's the most frustrating thing is when you see someone on a float trying so hard to get you that throw, and then the wind takes it and blows it far off the course.
It happens.
Arthur, folks can pick up your Mardi Gras guide now?
Yeah, it's everywhere, and we think we have a good issue. I guess the public will decide that, but I'm happy to do it. This is our 49th. Next year will be the big one, 50, assuming I'm still above ground.
All right. Well, let's try to make that happen. Saturday Night Live made 50 last night. They celebrated it. Let's celebrate 50 years of the Mardi Gras Guide with you next year.
Let's do it.
One year from today is Fat Tuesday. All right. It'll be February 17th next year, not till March 4th this year. So there we go.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Thank you, Arthur. Arthur Hardy here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Coming up next hour, I want to continue this conversation. Do pets really love us? We'll pick it up there, and we'll take a closer look at the freezing weather we're getting at the end of this week.